The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Men's Health 2020 Sex in America Survey.
Pre-pandemic sex, right?
Probably, yeah. Right. How often do you have sex is the question.
Because now the kid walks in when you're playing with yourself and you're talking to your prisoner boyfriend.
Yeah, now you're in jail.
Yeah. 25% of people, every age, ethnicity, and geographic region in America, 25% of people said that they are having sex two or three times a week. 17 and 18% say once a week, two or three times a month, or less than once a month.
So, now, is that picking up or down because of the pandemic? I think it's probably equaling out because there are people in the pandemic at home with nobody else in the house like Todd and Christy.
Let's not talk about the pandemic.
And Christy's just shredding Todd every day.
She's tearing me up.
She has the ability to do that.
We got kids in the house, so I scream too much. You guys know that.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
yeah. You got to put that gag in your mouth.
Good point.
And can you
but
blame,
they can hear me muffled then.
Can you blame Christy? I mean, he's got the drawstring pants on, man. I mean, it's the sex appeal, they just
whip them right off.
They come right off. You pull that string and they drop. They just drop down his ass. He's being quieter saying, yeah.
46% of us are married right now. In 1960, 72% of us were married.
That's a good sign.
That's a big drop off.
Yeah, but there's probably a lot more cohabitation.
Oh, there is, but they're not getting married.
Yeah, they're just not married.
Yeah.
Right. Let's see. 48% of men said that they feel horny every day.
I'm grabbing my crotch as you say that.
Yeah.
I was just rubbing my junk right here as you did that story.
That's how I know I'm not well. If I don't feel that.
Right.
If I go an entire day without thinking that, then I must not be feeling well.
And you can tell by when the jawstring pants come out. Just hanging there.
So 48% of men feel horny every day.
All sad and sick looking.
Yeah, if I have no libido, then I know something's up.
Right. I'm surprised that number's not higher. What are the ages of people that they ask these
Everybody.
Questions to? Okay.
Yeah, that number seems low.
Well, you think that's low?
Well, it all depends on what you mean by horny.
Women's numbers.
Some people might not be
8%.
They might describe the word horny as different than other people. We're horny every morning because somebody puts up some skin and we go, But there are people that don't. I mean, they might not consider themselves horny, but they're still, you know. But,
what do they call them? Incels? Involuntary celibates?
Yes.
Yeah, and I'm sure the thought just goes away after a while.
But, I mean, I guess I would
after
consider...
After you don't have sex for so long...
No, they get pissed.
I think it probably consumes more and more because it's a relief that's not being taken care of.
Pissed.
Priests are, too. Some of them. The ones that actually practice celibacy.
For any number of reasons.
Happy either.
The kids aren't happy, right?
Some people are just angry. Some people think they deserve it. Some people are sad and depressed.
Oh, Bill Maher,
there are even female incels that are ticked, but we don't hear as much about them as we do the men because the men make more noise.
Right. Well, were they pissed before the pandemic?
Oh, yeah.
But they can't be pissed now because an incel probably lives by themselves.
Well, incel also means you...
Your anger about not getting laid doesn't go away.
It doesn't go away. And Bill Maher had a great bit about that. This is all pre-pandemic talk. He said that legal brothels are... I think it would be a great thing for the country. Legal, by the way. Treated right, like Dennis Hoff would. Because there's a lot of guys that just can't get laid. And why should they go the rest of their life without having sex?
Right.
Really, think about that. I mean, I've always thought that, but somebody's yelling at the radio, because there's a lot of guys just can't get laid.
They're not going to.
And Bill Maher did a whole rant on that. I can't remember when it was, maybe a year or so ago on his show. It's like it was such a... I'm thinking, you're right. Guys just can't get laid.
Yeah.
And by the way, there's some women, too, for that matter.
Yes, there are female incels.
Right.
So we think 48% of men feeling horny every day is a low number. 18% of women feel horny every day.
That doesn't surprise me.
So that's a low number.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, that's not compatible.
Yeah.
No.
Now they're not the ones that live with us.
Right. Yeah, they could shred us you anytime.
You get to wake up and look at this every day. Yeah, I mean, how could you not be?
Shred that.
I'd be interested to see that number for like a month. Like how many, the percentage of women that feel horny in a month.
Yes.
I'm not like, I've never.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I had a hardcore sex dream last night, and I just remembered it now. I don't remember who was in it, but it was, I woke up.
But it wasn't your wife.
No, it wasn't. No, actually, I think it kind of was, but I don't remember. It was just a weird, you know, dreams are weird.
So another hooker?
No, it wasn't a hooker, but I was getting some. I was getting shredded, like Todd would say.
Tore up.
I was getting
tore up. You up.
And I woke up really horny. Hey, guys.
And then you came in here.
Yeah.
Good morning.
I think I woke up really horny around like 1:30 in the morning. But the fact was, my wife was in bed because she goes to bed a lot later because they all sleep in now.
Did you have to flick it to get back to sleep?
Well, I thought about it.
Or did you nudge her and say, really asleep?
No, I guarantee because she was just, I know she's probably only been to bed in like an hour and a half. It wasn't going to happen if I'd have nudged her then.
You really think she could resist you?
Nope. But you know what?
I don't think she could either.
A really quick response.
I nudged her and said, hey, you want to shred this real quick?
And she didn't hear you?
She didn't hear you.
Or she would have.
Of course, Craig.
Yeah.
For a long time, we've abided by kind of the boxer rule. At least Tyler and I have.
Oh, yeah. I can't do it before I come to work.
Yeah. Like right before work.
Right.
Yeah, but 1:30 in the morning is not right before work.
Yeah, but she had just gone to bed. I'd already slept. Yeah. I was already asleep for 4 hours. So yeah. I'm ready to go.
But I have to cop to this. She wasn't. It was a couple of weeks ago, and fortunately,
got shredded. I remember that day. You were burned out first hour.
No,
of the show.
No, that wasn't the day.
Okay,
that was probably alcohol.
Okay,
but I was having a difficult time sleeping, so
you got shredded.
I
nudged her.
Said, "Hey,
you want to shred this?"
I know it's usually against my rules, but tear me up.
Was it like 1, 2 in the morning? Or?
No, it was like 4.
She's into a rule breaker.
And that was one of those nights I was sleeping 20 minutes at a time, waking up, waking up, and I'm just staring at the clock. And wow.
Tear me up.
Doesn't take but 5 or 6 minutes. So
do me a favor, tear me up.
Tear me up.
Was that last morning that I had to call you when you weren't here by your scheduled time?
It was alcohol induced, too.
It was a couple of weeks ago.
That's why he tells that vodka bottle, too. Tear me up tonight.
See, now I'm going to watch for you coming in the door with a glow every morning.
No,
on his face?
Normally, abide by the old rule,
or
the boxer
belly.
Rule.
Yeah.
You save your energy for the show.
Right.
As part of the Men's Health Sex in America survey, they asked people how many sexual partners they had.
In lifetime, right?
In the lifetime.
All right.
The number one answer.
A lot.
Now, the number one answer is probably 5 to 10, right?
No.
Zero to
10
5.
10 to 15.
0 to 5.
Yes. 1 or 2 is the answer.
Yeah, I believe that.
1 or 2 is the number one, the most common answer to how many sexual partners have you had.
Now, we didn't live that lifestyle, but I believe that for sure.
The second place answer.
Is 5 to 10.
3 to 6.
Okay.
Like if like number two was like 50.
Right. It's just a matter of how long you stayed single. That's all it is.
Not only that, Justin Laymiller with the Kinsey Institute.
Or whether or not you went to Arizona State.
Yeah, or just a man whore.
Right.
Justin Laymiller.
I mean, I don't
Dr. Wanna, Justin.
I'm not bragging, but you know, how many what was the percentage of 50 plus?
I don't we don't have that information.
No.
Dr. Justin says what counts as sex or having had a sexual partner is kind of the question. People may have been answering the question differently.
Sexual partner to me is you're having an orgasm in front of that person, either somehow.
You're, yeah.
You're mutual, whatever. You're having an orgasm, not just staring at somebody. I mean, you're touching each other and somebody's getting off and they're aware.
Right. Yeah. Somebody is servicing somebody.
Yeah, somebody's getting off. It doesn't have to be intercourse. It could be anything.
No, there's fluids involved.
That's a sexual partner, right?
Sitting on the corner of the bed.
Right.
Watching. Watch me.
Oh, you got to touch. I think you really have to touch.
You have to make contact.
Right, I think so.
In order for it to count as a sexual partner. Right.
Yeah, I would give you that.
You can't masturbate looking out the window at somebody. Count that.
That's a crime.
Yeah, you can count it as something.
You can count it.
Yeah, but that's not.
But not
that's
as not a sexual encounter.
My definition would be basically, like you guys all agree, physical contact between you and another human being. I'll say human being because the farm and everything.
Right,
right.
Oh,
yeah. Those things don't count.
Puss's numbers would be off the charts.
Right. Doesn't have to involve intercourse. There can be
No, it doesn't. Yeah. Right, no, it doesn't. But it has to be physical contact, though.
Oh, yeah.
It can't be a mind meld shred, you know?
Not one of the zipless ones.
Like, look at me. Look at me. All right, but we can't have, you know, indiscriminate sex now because of the pandemic. And when we're married.
Well, you can.
Oh, there's that, too.
But you're taking your chances.
That's right.